The Body Snatcher's Wife, My Life with a Monster, written by Barbara Rafel and Johnny Russo, and read by Barry Krynick.
Chapter 1. The Move. The garage door opened. So did my eyes. 3 in the morning. The alarm started blaring at a piercing decibel. Michael took too long to turn it off, finally ceasing before the police call. Expecting screams of terror from Jerry on the monitor. Not a rustle in the crib. Beside me, Mike, still asleep by some miracle, nestled close to me. Thumps quaked the stairs. He must be hammered. Late business dinner. Still as a corpse in bed, my slit-open eyes appeared closed. The door flung open as he stumbled into the room, swaying like a pendulum toward my side of the bed. He loomed over me, slouched, peering down at me, then sluggishly raised his hand. I held my breath, praying he wouldn't strike. Suddenly, he dropped his heavy hand, dragging it through my hair as I braved the pain. A drunken caress? A sign of affection? I took anything. He crawled into bed on his side. Closing my eyes, I let it go. With his new business ventures, he had more and more late evening meetings with associates. He always had, but this was different. He was different. Something was off, not right. Loving and trusting him for so long, offering the benefit of the doubt was second nature. When I needed reassurance, he gave it to me. The one exception was telling me I was crazy, all in my imagination, and I should talk to someone. Since we first met in 1989, 11 years before, I remembered the love, how he gazed at me as if only we existed. Where did it go? When did it go? Or was that in my imagination as well? Fresh out of college, back down to my hometown, Brooklyn was in my heart. No place else like it. Hair half foot high, slamming accent with snapping gum, big earrings, acid wash everything, glitter, frosted makeup, and what else but a Caribbean tan. Speaking of, Caribbean Tanning Salon was the pulse of Brooklyn, my second job. Always funny, crazy shit happened there. That's why I moved back down to Brooklyn, to experience life, grab it, live it, be close to the city, land of opportunity. And I'd never seen so many beautiful people in one place. But when they opened their mouths, Madonna me, that accent, with a language all their own. My accent was only 8 years deep, but it was there. You name it, they walked in. Tough guys, wannabes, pro athletes, models, porn stars, celebrities, celebrities in their own minds, wise guys in their own minds, muscle heads, family heads. One night, a reputed family boss walked in. Always sharply dressed, a reserved gentleman. Newer generation was a bit louder, their daily wardrobe, velour sweatsuits, donning thick gold chains around their necks, and the strut with the shoulder shrug and foot stomp. Just couldn't take them seriously. As I greeted Mr. G, my eyes drew right to the guy holding the door for him, reserved like him. My heart raced. They knew each other. Did they come together? Oh no, what did I tell myself? Never get involved with a mobster, let alone melt over one. A romanticized, yet very difficult life. They were cheaters, beaters, and criminals from what I'd heard. Stereotype or not, I wasn't taking any chances. He had his eyes drawn right back on me, his silent smile searing right through me. The heat rushed through my body, filling my head, burning up inside. Instant electricity between us, all a shock to my system. Tall, dark, and gorgeous, dimples with that grin and a cleft to die for. And big, so big, but not a meathead. His neck lined up with his chiseled jaw, shoulders just fit through the door. This guy had to be Mr. G's bodyguard. Hoped not. He had this strong, quiet presence.